prestigious appointment of organist in Lübeck's Marienkirche came with an extensive list of duties and several perks. One of the conditions of the job was that the organist had to marry the eldest daughter of his predecessor. So, when Dietrich Buxtehude took up his job as organist in 1668, he married the daughter of Franz Tunder, his predecessor. They went on to have seven daughters. Buxtehude made a great success of every aspect of his post and was famed as a superb organist and composer. The highlight of his time in Lübeck was the organization of a series of evening musical performances known as Abendmusik. These attracted musicians from far and wide and remained a feature of the church up until 1810. In 1703, Handel and Mattheson travelled by carriage to Lübeck to hear the Abendmusik and to meet the famous Buxtehude. By this time, Buxtehude was ready to retire and offered his job to the young composers, but stipulated that the chosen candidate was to marry his eldest daughter, Anna Margarita. All we know of that daughter is that she was 10 years older than Mattheson and 14 years older than Handel. Mattheson was to write, "We listened to that esteemed artist with dignified attention. However, since he had proposed a marriage condition in the matter for which neither of us expressed the slightest inclination, we took our leave after being complimented and entertained." 2 years later, the 20-year-old J.S. Bach walked 400 kilometers from Arnstadt to Lübeck and stayed 3 months to hear the Abendmusik and to learn from the revered Buxtehude. It is possible that he too was offered the job and the daughter, but he at the time had a romantic interest back in Arnstadt. Buxtehude did eventually get his successor, the organist Schieferdecker, who was Buxtehude's assistant shortly before he died. Upon Buxtehude's death in 1707, Schieferdecker was officially installed as organist and married the then 32-year-old Anna Margarita. They had a daughter, Johanna Sophia, the following year. But sadly, Anna Margarita died when her baby was only one. The descendants of that little Johanna went on to become important Lübeck musicians. Most were either organists or married organists. As for Schieferdecker, he continued the tradition of the Abendmusik. Amongst his compositions is this energetic Chaconne from his music concert in C minor. It's played here by the Hamburg Ratsmusik Ensemble under Simon Eckert.
Thank you.
was Schieferdecker's Chaconne from the music concert in C minor. It was played by the Hamburg Ratsmusik Ensemble under Simon Eckert. To hear this again, go to the FMR website, look under podcasts, and find Anna's Baroque Bonbons.